Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where we have begun a series, School of Eschatology 1. We are studying, and this is the name of our lesson, Prophecy in Scripture, Its Place and Importance. We have said that Israel is a nation with a prophetic anointing. Yesterday we read some very marvelous scriptures in Isaiah, and you can go back online and you can find and catch up with us if you have not been here before. But today we want to go looking at Isaiah 44:6, thinking about the fact that Israel is God's time clock. And to understand the times in which you live, you need to know the prophecies concerning Israel. But God purports, this is a marvelous, I really like this, the Jews, Israel, and God's fulfilled prophecies concerning that prophetic nation are the witnesses that he is God. Bless the Lord. Isaiah 44:6, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, Jehovah of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who as I shall call and shall declare it and set in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, that's the Jews, and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Isaiah 44:8, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have I not told thee from that time and have declared it? You are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I don't know of any. Isn't that funny that God says of himself, is there a God beside me? No, there's no God. I don't know of any. If he doesn't know of any, then there are none. And he says right here that what he says about Israel proves that he is God. They are his witnesses that he is God. The fact that he's bringing them home right now to Israel are his witnesses that he is God. I'm taking this from Pat Robertson's speech that he gave. I'm not sure that I even have the date of it, but it's from a speech, Why Evangelical Christians Support Israel. And reading his words. One day in the 19th century, Queen Victoria of England reportedly asked her Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli this question. Mr. Prime Minister, what evidence can you give me of the existence of God? Disraeli thought for a moment and then replied, the Jew, Your Majesty. What proof do we have of God? The Jew. He was exactly saying what God said about himself in Isaiah 44. You are my witnesses that I am God. Think of it, Pat Robertson writes. According to Disraeli, the primary evidence that God exists is the existence of the Jewish people. A people who in 586 BC were deported to Babylon, yet returned after 70 years to rebuild a nation. Who were again brutally massacred and dispersed by the Romans in 70 AD. Yet after countless centuries of diaspora, expulsions, pogroms, ghettos, and attempts at genocidal extermination, have clung to their faith, their customs, and now after some 2,500 years of wandering, have returned to the land promised by God to their ancestors. A new nation began in that land in 1948, named after their ancestor Jacob, whose divinely appointed name Israel means Prince with God. And to fulfill another ancient prophecy, God moved on the heart of Eliezer ben Yehuda, whose son Ehud told me that, while his father was living in Eastern Europe, he heard a voice and saw a light directing him to bring forth for the Jewish people a pure language, the Hebrew language, the language of the Torah and of the ancient prophets. Yes, the survival of the Jewish people is a miracle of God. The return of the Jewish people to the land promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is a miracle of God. The remarkable victories of Jewish armies against overwhelming odds in successive battles in 1948 and 1967 and 1973 are clearly miracles of God. The technological marvels of Israeli industry, the military prowess, the bounty of Israeli agriculture, the fruits and the flowers, the abundance of the land are a testimony to God's watchful care over this new nation and the genius of this people. Yet what has happened was clearly foretold by the ancient prophet Ezekiel, who, writing at the time of the Babylonian captivity, 2,500 years ago, he wrote this message for the Jewish people concerning latter days. I will take you out of the nation. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back to your own land. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. You will live in the land I gave your forefathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God. I will save you from all uncleanliness. Another quote. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful. I will increase the fruit of the lands, trees, and the crops of the field, so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine. This is what the sovereign Jehovah says. On the day I cleanse you from all your sins, I will resettle your towns, and the ruins will be rebuilt. The desolate land will be cultivated instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass through it. They will say, this land that lay desolate has become like the Garden of Eden. The cities that were lying in ruins, desolate and destroyed, are now fortified, inhabited. Then the nations around you that remain will know that I, Jehovah, have rebuilt what was destroyed and have replanted what was desolate. I, Jehovah, have spoken it, and I will do it. All of these things that are happening right now, and I've been reading to you from a speech by Pat Robertson, in which Queen Victoria, he quoted that Queen Victoria asked her Prime Minister Disraeli, "What evidence, Mr. Prime Minister, can you give me of the existence of God?" Disraeli thought for a moment and then replied, "The Jew, Your Majesty." God said Himself in the book of Isaiah, "I am God, because what I say, I tell you what happens before it happens, and you can know that I am God. I show you the things that are to come hereafter." And He also said to the Jews, "Who as I shall call and shall declare it and set an order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, the Jews? And the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them." The Jews show us what have come and what will come. We can look at the Jews. We can look at Israel. We can look at all the modern things that have happened, just as was quoted by Pat Robertson. And all of that fulfills Isaiah 44:8, in which God said, "Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told you that from that time and have declared it, you are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there's no God. I don't know of any." The Jews are God's witness that He is God. It's a very advantageous for us to have looked into the Word of God to see these promises, just a few of which Pat Robertson quoted, and see that now God has brought it to pass. Therefore, we are to bless Israel, just like it says in Genesis chapter 12. If you bless Israel, God will bless you. If you curse Israel, God will curse you. Bless the Lord, Israel. And knowing the prophecies about Israel are very important and advantageous to nations. It's also advantageous to the army of the Lord. We're the army of the Lord, one of the armies of the Lord, the church. He's called Jehovah of hosts. That means He's the Lord of all things, at whose call all created forces must marshal themselves as if for war. The first mention of His name, Jehovah of hosts, which the Jews sometimes translate Master of Legions, gives this note. Hannah was the first human in 1 Samuel ever to address God with this divine name, Yahweh Sabaoth, Jehovah of Hosts. She was also the first human to speak his anointed one, the Mashiach, the Messiah, the King Messiah. Art Scrolls translates 1 Samuel 2:10. This is a Jewish translation. Hashem, may those who contend with him be shattered. Let the heavens thunder against him. May Hashem judge to the ends of the earth. May he give power to his king and raise the pride of his anointed one. The King Messiah was first prayed for and birthed by Hannah. In her song, she declares it. And she sang not only as the mother of Samuel, but as the mother of the Jewish people for all ages. It is an attribute of the army of the Lord that they know God's prophecies and how to even do warfare with them, as Paul said to Timothy. 1 Chronicles 1:22, for at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him until a great host like the host of God came to him. These were when he was there and God sent to him. People came to him to support him in being king of Issachar. And it says of one of the tribes, 1 Chronicles 12:32, and of the children of Issachar that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. He speaks of some of the attributes of this army, and he said, oh, these were great. They did this with the sword. They did this with that. But of Issachar, he said, they had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. It is a great help to have understanding of the times and know what you and I are to do. Stability in the last days of this age where we're living is promised to those who know these things. Isaiah 33:6, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and the strength of thy salvation. Some people say, oh, well, I'll just wait and see how it pans out. No, it's getting a little late to have that kind of an attitude. If you want stability and you want times and you want strength, listen to Isaiah 33. And Isaiah 33 is talking about a time of judgment. Isaiah 33:6, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. I know about these things. I'm not afraid to watch the news. I know about them. I've studied the prophets and the times. It is the stability of my time and strength of salvation. This is Billy Brim thanking you for being with us today and during this time of our going through the school of eschatology. It's so important in these last days to know what the Bible says, to rightly divide the word. And we'd like you to, if you want to contact us, you can do so by calling 1-800-972-3447 or 417-336-4877. Go on billybrim.org, and there you can listen to the archived radio programs and catch up if you tuned in with us late. So those will tell you how to do it. We've so enjoyed having you. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.